Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You guys see that deal Bleacher Report put out the other day for the Kings and the Bulls? With your guy Zach LaVine?
No, I didn't see it.
As Kings receive Zach LaVine, Alex Caruso, and I'm assuming it's like Kings missed the playoffs because of the picks that they're offering here. Yeah, Kings get LaVine and Caruso. Bulls receive Herter, Barnes, Mitchell, Vezenkov, 2028 first-round pick, top 10 protected, and then 2030 first-round pick, top 10 protected.
I do it. Yeah. And I don't want to give a, I don't want to give away.
What were the players again? It was Caruso, LaVine.
Caruso, LaVine come in here. Herter, Barnes, Mitchell, and Vezenkov go in there.
Herter, Barnes, Mitchell, and Sasha.
Two first-round picks going that way, too. 2028, 2030.
Me and RP are the only ones that like Zach LaVine.
It's not that I don't like Zach LaVine. It feels like that's a lot, though. Feels like that's a lot to pay for a player that didn't.
What are you giving up, though?
Yeah, I feel like that's the best
you can get with
that group.
No, Davion Mitchell is playing.
No, I like Davion. I don't want to give up Davion.
Mitchell is playing.
I don't want
to
give
up. You don't hold on to that.
Sorry,
you don't hold on to Davion, though, when you can make a deal like
you
that.
Maybe you don't use Davion as a deal breaker because you're getting Alex Caruso back, right? That's probably part of the conversation. But I just want to be clear. We could chat, like instant reaction. That's the beauty of what we do here. You guys can react to this right away. So we're positive. Like, we're done with Herter.
I am.
I'm not done with Herter, but this.
You're done with Herter for this deal.
For this deal, because the thing that is clear right here is, like, you need another shot creator outside of Monk and Fox.
Okay.
Like, that's clear. So we're like just think about next year. Maybe Monk is out for 2 weeks with an ankle, or Fox is out for 2 weeks with an ankle. We're going to be in this same situation.
Can I ask a follow-up? Well, no, I don't think so, because I'm counting on Malik Monk being here.
But that's my point. It don't matter. If one of them goes down, we're going to be in this situation again.
So
you need another one.
Is Zach LaVine your starting two, or is he your starting three?
I probably put him at the three, move Keegan to the four.
And then your starting two is?
It depends on what Malik wants to do.
Okay.
If Malik wants to be the starting two, yes. Okay. If he's okay with the role that he's in, I'd put Keon there.
I think it's clear he's not. I don't think
he's
those
not
are my
happy
words.
Would yeah, he like he do it is the question. Would he do it?
Okay.
He'd rather start, but if maybe that's where a conversation is at. Like, look, if you want to start, we'll start you. I think you're best used for this team in this role. You're still getting close to 30 minutes a night.
Yeah.
I think you would help out the team a lot if you came off the bench, continue to come off the bench. If he says nope, it's a deal breaker. All right, you start him. But if he's willing to work with you a little bit, I would try that.
Gardner heard it too. Biggest reason, my George throws it in here too. One of the biggest reasons why I'm out on him is because, I mean, Mike Brown was basically out on him as well.
Well, that's, Matt, that's a terrific point.
Because, like, Carter was not really playing before he tore his shoulder, labrum, or whatever.
Well,
it was.
I think he was begrudgingly, I think he was begrudgingly playing him.
Yeah.
Because that was the option that he had, right?
Well, we saw where it was going.
Yeah. Well, we felt like, unfortunately, I think Kevin Herter's injury did bail Mike out. I think Mike was going to be put into a position where he had to make a really difficult decision.
Yeah.
And he didn't have to because he got hurt. But, I don't know. Yeah, I think Herter's a fine ball player. I don't. There obviously is just something Mike's looking for that Kevin doesn't offer. And I don't think that's our imagination. I think everybody sees it.
I think he found it with Keon Ellis for a bit, too. Keon is not better than Herter, but once he came in, I feel like it was more connected before Mont got hurt. I feel like they were starting to figure it out a bit.
That's so that the Keon thing is tough for me because we talked about what Keon did against Oklahoma City. Very, very impressive. Mm-hmm. He followed that up with 5 shot attempts. 17 shot attempts, 15 threes versus 5 shot attempts and 3 threes. Like, you at this point right now, and again, it's not fair. I get it, but it's where we are at game 80. That's your starting 2 guard.
You got to make the rest of the lineup look nicer, yeah. But like, I think once he was inserted in, Monk was playing. I thought they were playing a lot better. Like, obviously, like, Keon, like, this,
yeah,
like, it can't be this.
Yeah, no one debates. Yeah, I don't think anyone debates that.
But going into next season or whatever, like, we'll see, like, what moves are made and all that. But if there's a thing where, like, maybe you upgraded the 4 and Keon is your starting 2 going into next season, like, he's coming off the bench or however you want to do it, like, I wouldn't hate that. But it's not Keon's job either to go up and put, like, 15 points or whatever. I don't think they're looking for that from him.
Well, I don't think you can. Yeah, but I don't think you can have a 5 field goal attempt game from, and I'm not even talking about next year. I'm talking about tonight.
Well, yeah,
Kings play the Suns tonight.
Honestly, like,
I'm talking about that.
They're cooked tonight. Like, not cooked tonight, but there's just too much. Everything has to go perfect, like KC has said.
Well, they got 1, 2, at the very least, 3 games left. It's going to go perfect in one of them. I hope it's not Sunday, but it's going to go perfect in what? I mean, and I feel like this is based on, this isn't hyperbole. This isn't fandom. This isn't, no, we've watched this basketball team. Mm-hmm. This is one of their worst stretches of the year. Mm-hmm. Now, unless they really cannot kick out of this, they're going to have a game like they had against the Clippers a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
They're going to have it. It's just my frustrating belief is they only got 1 in them. And then I think, like, if that one is tonight, I think they can focus and take care of business against the Portland Trail Blazers in the home finale on Sunday. Mm-hmm. All bets are off come that next game, because that's a game where I can see, yo, people talking about Domas, Domas has got to do this. I can see them doing that because we all of us. Mm-hmm. Biggest game, big game. Oh, it's the whole season. Cool. They play tomorrow. They play Sunday, excuse me. They're going to play in the postseason. Once you get to those games, that's when it's really, there's no tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's where I think they can elevate a little bit. My concern is that's where Book can elevate if it's Phoenix. Book and that's where Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal become their most dangerous, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I've wondered what they're going to look like tonight. Because it's not win or go home. And I think those guys have a focus that they can take into games like that. I just don't know if that game tonight is that.
Yeah. No, I completely understand what you're saying. Man, I'm stuck because you're saying they have one of those games in them. I wonder if they have more than one. And that's.
I'm sorry.
I hear what you're saying.
I'll try again. I think they have at least one of those games in them.
Well, because I'm not even gonna. The reason why I was stuck because I'm not. You're not. What you originally said isn't necessarily the craziest thing. They may just have one of those games in them with this group. And I was trying to debate on whether or not, like, do they have more than, like, if they win tonight and then you win the Blazers, isn't one of those games. That's just a game
you have
should
to
win.
Play well. Yeah.
Can they beat Phoenix again? Four days later? Like, I don't.
Who's going to step up? Who's gonna be that second guy after Fox?
Don't know.
Because you're going to need that.
It's Domas.
No, it's not, because he's not going to give you 20 plus. Like that, you're going to have to score with Phoenix. I mean, like, you're going to have to score with KD, Book, Beal in that play-in game. You're going to have to match them.
Last night they did score.
Didn't matter.
Yesterday, like, they kept it close for a bit, but it's like, if you're in second place the whole time, and really not
that
close.
What was it, 16 threes? Domas scored 21 against the Suns on January 16th.
16 to 38, yes. Three-pointers last night.
DeMontis scored 15 points in a win on 11 shots against Phoenix. We'll go through all these damn Phoenix games and see what DeMontis scored.
DeMontis is going
to
give you...
If I had the freaking memory you did, I'd be able to find him quicker.
He's gonna have 15, 18 points again.
DeMontis Sabonis, 28 points, 12 of 15 shooting.
What you're gonna here's the thing. Here's why I'm conflicted about whether or not they have.
Y'all are ASAP Rocky talking about Drake when it comes to DeMontis Sabonis, man.
I'm going off of what I've seen lately.
But here's the deal. It goes back to what I said earlier. For them to win, everybody's gotta play good. And that's just a scary proposition.
I don't think that's sustainable either. I'm kind of scared with them in the play-in.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's got to be Fox has to go 30-plus, and everyone else has to fall in
after. There's no doubt about that.
Not one. If
Harrison can't have zero. Keegan has to be assertive. Like, it.
Too much.
But look, it's not too much for a night.
But look, you got that last night.
That's what I mean.
And it wasn't enough. So, like, you couldn't overcome Keon's five. And it's not to say it's Keon's fault, but like,
is it,
in all these games that they lose, it's always one person that doesn't show up.
Is it Keon's five or Trey Murphy's 27 that you couldn't overcome?
I mean, both. Both for sure. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's always you can always pick out one game in these losses or one person in these losses that somebody just didn't step up. And we've looked at him like, man, we needed Harrison to at least give us 10, or we needed Domas to give us 14, 15, or we needed, last night wasn't really the points. But
Trey Murphy went 13 points over his average last night. You couldn't overcome that either.
I would expect somebody to go, like, somebody's always going over their average. DiVincenzo went over his average. Josh Hart went over his average.
Shout out Grayson Allen.
You know, somebody going to go over their average. We need this is what it feels like to me.
Mm-hmm.
We need everybody to be playing their game and be on top of their game. And that's asking a lot. It's almost not even realistic. That's asking a lot from these guys.
Grayson Allen at 29.
And then we're like, and then when we say that, we're like, hey, man. We need Kobe Jones to be on his game. It's like, come on.
Kobe Jones should be on his game cheering. It's all Kobe Jones going to the game. I was like, hey, Mike pointed the wrong way. What is going on here? And it went bad. And that's not fair to Kobe Jones. Mike is searching. Mm-hmm. He's searching. And that's because the Pelicans were kicking their ass.
Yeah. But. Here's
we didn't even talk about the fact Fox rolls his ankle at the end of the game.
Man,
he said it's
cool.
Fine.
He said he's cool, but that was scary.
He rolled his ankle.
Yeah, that was scary. The thing about it, though, the same thing that, you know, worries us can be the same thing that excites us, gets us hyped up.
What are you laughing at?
I know. I saw where you were going. You tiptoed it. Yeah, I saw. I know. No, my ears perked up.
He's really scared to talk.
It's yeah. Funny.
It is one game.
Yeah.
It is one game.
I know.
And these guys can, they can get it together for one game. Phoenix in tonight or in the play-in can have an off night for one game. You know, where this is the difference for me between getting to the playoffs and being in the playoffs. In the playoffs, you're going to be asking for a lot. You're going to be asking for Colby Jones or Duarte to be good four times, probably even like five or six, because you're not going to win just the four games they play good, and they're going to have to play good and more than that. Right now, you're just asking for everybody to step up this game, this game tonight. You know what I mean? This game tonight. Play well in this game tonight. And then you play on Sunday, you ask the same thing. And then you got the one game. And especially if you're 7 or 8, if you're in that 7-8 game, then it's really like, hey, tonight and we got our goal.
Mm-hmm.
Do yep. what you got to do tonight yep. and we got our goal.
Yep. After all little, of this. After all of this.
It gets a little more daunting if you're a 9-10.
Oh, it's like, I don't even think it's possible if you're a 9-10.
Damn, bro, we got to play good.
And you're probably going to have to
and good the next game.
You're probably going to have to exercise a demon in that 9-10. One or the other. You're probably going to have to exercise one of those.
9-10 doesn't seem realistic that they get to the playoffs from 9-10. But look, you win a night, say you'd win enough to get into 7-8. Like, almost like you said, after everything we've been through. Like, you could say that about just getting there. Like, man, everything we've been through in this last week, we didn't, you know, had some struggles, we didn't fail, but here we are. Here we are. You've already, let's go on, execute it.
NBA TV, here we come.
Johnny Dewitt throws another chat. Tough part for the Kings, too. You get three doors, top 10 all player behind each of them.
and maybe the best two guard in the game.
I love, and left Beal out. Just completely left Brad out of that. Like Brad's nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, Matty G, 9-10
yeah, I don't like it.
Too daunting.
Matt, you might as well join the show. Just click the link, buddy. You're here. We'll come back.
I wanted to talk to my people. You know, my people, my Kings fans. I did want to talk to them a little bit.
All right, and talk to Kings fans when we get back here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, KC wants to talk to Kings fans. Phone lines are open, 916-909-1320. But the streets. Streets is buzzing, man.
Bro, they keep like saying, oh, Jess, you got to win for the Kings. Blah, that's too much pressure on me right now.
There is some pressure on Jesse. The downfall of the Tapia legacy.
You got Deuce Haman out here working for KC.
Well, Deuce is the wise man.
Deuce Haman.
And it's the Sacramento Kings versus the Phoenix Suns. So we pulled up the old career earnings.
Yeah.
Of Yusuf Nurkic.
Ah, it's disgusting. You were gonna go with Nurkic. Yeah.
Yusuf Nurkic. Do I need to check your browser history?
Absolutely not. You never do.
Got ESPN Plus on. He's good.
Yusuf Nurkic. He's got
something in front of me that it actually pisses me off. We'll talk about it after Pocket Watch.
Yusuf Nurkic, 2 years remaining on his current deal. Doesn't really factor into this. So we could just go the 10 seasons he's played so far. 10 seasons. This is his 10th season in the National Basketball Association. Bosnia. He apparently wasn't drafted. He was just signed.
There was once a discussion whether they should keep Jokic or him in Denver. Never forget.
Yusuf Nurkic's career earnings are, to nobody's surprise, peaking this year at $16.8 million. Yusuf Nurkic, 10 seasons. In the National Basketball Association, his contracts peak this year at $16.8 million. Again, no draft here. He was signed in 2014-2015. One of our toughest pocket-watching moments to date. Jesse is desperate for a victory.
We're down bad.
There's speculation that media around Sacramento are praying for his downfall. Jesse, career earnings for Yusuf Nurkic.
I will go $134
million. $134 million. Kenny Caraway, can you keep this impressive win streak alive? Yusuf Nurkic, 10 seasons in the National Basketball Association. Signed in 2014-15. Earnings are peaking this year at $16.8 million. Kenny Caraway, career earnings.
I'm going to go with $120
million. $120
million.
I think I took that out.
Talk to him, wise man.
I'm going to implement a rule now where when you're both this bad, you both lose.
Was he at like 110?
How did you go so high?
I always go high.
Not even in three figures, I'll tell you that.
It's 91.
I gave his last contract too much.
$91,895,000. Now, if we had included the next 2 years, Jesse would have had the best guess in history because it was $129,395,000.
Give me those 2 years. I told you, I entered in his whole contract. Give me those years.
Did you say 134?
I said 10, huh? He said 130.
I would have been 5 off. He would have been 9 off.
Oh, you did say 134. I wrote 134, yeah. Sorry.
Well, sorry. King's losing again. Sorry.
Look. And no, we're not doing that. When they're this off.
Dude, the correlation.
I'm telling you what it is. I knew Jesse went entirely too high on that. I didn't need any, let's do the math here. No, let me stay close, but I know it's under.
He took a page out of my book. He took a page out of my book.
I win.
He won again.
I went for the win.
It's 2 weeks
in
a row. But
if I would have said, well, it wouldn't have come into play. But what if I said, like, $79 million or something like that. Then we got to do math. No, we ain't doing that.
Still would have won, though.
I'm going to stay close, but I know it's lower. Another win for your boy.
They're calling us Jimmy and Jay.
No, Matt's right.
We've been lately. We haven't been close lately.
Yeah, you haven't been good at all, to be honest with you.
Another win for you. Actually, wasn't that close yesterday? With
What was yesterday?
Jrue Holiday.
Yeah, I was like, I was close. Can't,
I don't know. My this note sheet has become
no, I think we were both off yesterday, too. You were like 320s, I think.
Yeah, I tore the scorecard off to give Linnea our book, the notepad.
Can we maybe go to the MLB juicing era or something?
Your boy
not
is
good, man.
At 500. Lego.
Well, you're not.
12 and 12.
You're 11 and 12.
11 and 12.
You're 11 and 12. In the
messing with my wins. Hey, wise man, talk to him. Talk to him, wise man. Ain't messing with my wins. Ain't messing with the tribal chief.
Sal in the chat. Impressive. At this point, we're not mad. We're disappointed. I get it.
This is a good question that the wise man is asking. How many in a row? I don't
exactly
know.
He might be at 8.
No,
because I think he was 3-12 at one point.
I do think it's 8 in a row.
I'm not stopping anytime
soon. I think it's 8 straight victories in pocket watching.
That's right. That's right, wise man.
Man.
That's right, wise man.
PWO is just a game of runs, I guess.
Go ahead. Play it. Play my sound. Yeah.
Acknowledge me. I'm in God mode.
I got nothing to say. We suck right now. We suck. All right. What do you want? We stink.
Well, and I also want to be clear. Everyone is aware of what this means, right?
Yeah. Well, Kings losing tonight.
Yeah,
go enjoy your Friday, bro.
Tonight.
That's not true because the Kings won on Sunday.
What is that?
They beat the Nets. That's like when you beat Kyle.
We're going on almost 2 weeks of me winning here.
I'm sorry.
So they've gotten wins against the Jazz and the Clippers and the Nets. Don't tie my dominance to this struggle.
Just going to leave this message here. Ever since Kenny cheated, he's been on a run.
I lost that, by the way. I lost that.
You did lose. However, the math checks out. You cheated. You fessed up to it at Bar West, and you have been on a run
did
since
Did not fess
then.
Up to it while we were playing as well. It was, how do you say, off the record.
Well, because then after we cheated, it was the cheat that I did was non-applicable.
Who's the we? Who's the we cheated?
It was non-applicable.
You cheated.
It wasn't even the same question no more. So there was an attempt to, but it didn't even matter.
Kings, please win tonight. I don't want to be cooked on Locked On Kings and be the reason why they lost.
Wow.
Look at the wise man.
It's tough. All right. All right. Everybody settle down.
To the wise man.
The Yusuf Nurkic one was tough. The Yusuf Nurkic one was tough because we're used to those massive numbers. $91 million. He's made a great career earning. He's going to finish the 25-26 season at 130. That's a great deal. But a lot of times we're flirting with $500 million on some of these.
Maybe I'm a system pocket watcher. Maybe. Maybe I'm a system. I got other people got to set me up or something.
Man, maybe that's it.
System pocket watcher.
Need to run those pick and rolls.
Who's gone right now that you're not able to get the pick and roll? Right,
I don't know. It's a three-man show, but I don't know. We just suck, like I said.
Joe, you need Joe here?
Yeah, Joe, get in here.
Going to start treating Joe like he a lucky rabbit's foot or something. Joe comes in. Jesse gets a win. Joe can never leave.
They said I got a pick second. I disagree. Kenny had a pick second for a long time, too.
That's what it is.
The game is the game.
It's the game is the game. Can I tell you what I'm pissed off about, though?
Yeah.
Did you see this unveiling of my guy Allen Iverson's statue? The hell is this?
So I saw that pop up in the chat. I don't think I. So where is this statue?
It's in Philly, in front of the.
It's
Wells
in the
Fargo
arena
or whatever outside. What is this?
So
it looks like Mike.
I guess that's how all their statues are for their players.
The hell! It looks like a my buddy. That's embarrassing.
Hold on.
That's embarrassing. I know we don't do this as much because, you know, it gets tech. The people got to see this. This is ridiculous.
Oh,
I'm pretty pissed off.
Yeah. Alan's looking at it very confused. He is very perplexed by what's happening. Yeah, we don't need the sound, but if we can pull that.
In fact, man.
Everybody looks confused.
Come on, man. Don't do this to my guy, AI. Is that Pat Croce right there? Yeah, that's Pat Croce. Come on, man. AI is sitting there like, what the hell is this?
So
everybody that's watching on this screen, they take the towel off. There's
it is
little
AI. It's actually a bath towel. That's how small the statue is. They just had a bath towel over it.
There's little AI.
So all of their statues are little.
Bro, AI pats it on the head like it's a little kid.
Well,
I need to see the other one.
Yeah, so if you
I'm
go to
they are, but I got
if
see
you
the
go
one.
To NBA, NBA had a tweet about an hour ago that shows Julius Erving, Moses Malone, Charles Barkley, the other statues that are out there. Mm. It's on. It looks to be on scale. Mm. It looks like it's the same. The same lines. Jesse, can you try to pull that up? It's on NBA's Twitter account about an hour ago.
No, well, a little bit. These are these look bigger than AI. Look at Moses. Look at Charles.
No, I don't think they do.
That's a different view. They're also
in different, well,
different what, Damian?
Positions. They're in different positions.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, look. Well, we don't need all that sound. We can kill that. But like, look, they're not life size statues.
But they definitely look bigger than AI.
These would be solid water fountains.
It's fine.
Philly got
incomplete content.
Well, Philly got them.
I don't like all of it. Yeah. Like the whole setup. I don't. Yeah, I don't like any of that. That almost defeats the point of a statue.
Yeah.
Couldn't get the process right. You expect them to get this right?
Really get past the second round this year? You say yes, huh?
No. I said they can beat Milwaukee, which is like first round matchup.
So then they would lose to whoever they play after that?
I'm not gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. Ooh,
they're tweeting your name with Luke Walton gifts attached to it.
Bro, I turned off my notifications.
That's a good idea.
No, legit. I just got a text right now. You lost again from my dad.
Man. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
The Alfonso Cody with Roman Kenny in the background. that was an all-timer. That was an all-timer.
I'm cooking, baby. I'm cooking.
You want to talk?
I don't know if I'm going to lose again.
You want to talk to Kings fans?
Yes. I want to talk to my people, man. Look, I understand everybody is frustrated and upset with how this has played out this year. And the goal is still the goal for me, to get to the playoffs. That's the goal. Set this in the summer when everybody gets a failure if you don't get to the second round. Like, no, that's not what it is. Get to the playoffs. You still have an opportunity to salvage this season. But let's just say, worst case scenario, that doesn't happen. This team's not bad. This franchise isn't back to what it used to be. It is a, no pun intended, but just being real, it is a process to get where you want to get. I think Mike Brown talked about that yesterday, I believe. I feel like I heard him say that. Recently, at least. It's going to take some time. And regardless of what happens in the next week, it's not definitive of what's going to happen or what just happened. Like, this thing really does take time, man. And if you don't make it this year, you go back and you realize, you know, while we have a good team, while we're a solid team, we're a little thin, you know, if one of our playmakers goes down. We got to prepare for that, you know, for this upcoming season. Hell, even if you do make it, you're probably feeling the same way. You learn some things about this program that you're creating right now. And I know everybody wants to say, hey, playoff series win or bust. All right. It's not reality a lot of times with these situations. That's all I wanted to say. I wanted to remind people of that, man.
Okay.
Season is a failure if they don't make the playoffs.
A failure?
Even all things considered, right? Like,
yeah.
Because all things considered. Because if we would have told you you're losing Malik Monk for the final 15 games or whatever it's going to be, everybody still say, yeah, we're definitely making the playoffs.
It's not a failure. How is it a success, though?
not a success. I wouldn't call it that for sure. Definitely wouldn't call it a success. I wish you tell the whole story. Like, I know they're in different places, but Memphis' season is a failure. They didn't have their best player.
A bad season, though.
Bad season for sure. It's semantics.
Earlier on the insides, I said it would be unsuccessful if they didn't make the playoffs. I said unsuccessful because, like you said, if you look at it as a whole, I don't think the Kings' build took a massive hit this year with the season that they had. I was telling James earlier, like, the steps that they need to take as far as fixing the roster or not, they're clear still going forward. So I wouldn't say, like, oh, yeah, the build is messed up because they didn't make the playoffs or anything like that. Like, obviously, it's going to be a lot more complicated for Monty trying to make a deal because he's going to have his picks tied up a bit if they don't make the playoffs. But, yeah. I mean, like, as a whole, like, they're fine. But this season by itself, yeah, it's unsuccessful if they don't make the playoffs.
I like unsuccessful. I like unsuccessful. I think that's a better phrase.
Is it semantics?
Maybe
failure is a stronger word, but yeah.
It is, but.
Maybe so. Maybe it's just semantics, yeah. For sure, I understand that. And Stephen McBride says, come on, Malik played over 70 games and we shouldn't have been in that situation to begin with. I mean, which one is it? Is it they shouldn't have been in that situation to begin with because the roster is so good, or we need major changes? Because if you shouldn't have been in that situation, to me, that's saying – no, we're good enough to be a championship contender or a top four team with the roster we have, and we shouldn't make no changes moving forward, like no big changes moving forward.
But is there an in between of, okay, maybe they're not a championship contender, but maybe they shouldn't be fighting with three other teams for the 6, 7, and 8 spot, or the 7, 8, and 9 and 10 spot?
Yeah, there is. There is an in between to answer your question, but I think. Because
I think realistically, that's always where the Kings were. Mm-hmm. I felt like they were in between. I thought at a time that they were better than the Lakers and the Warriors. Mm-hmm. I thought at a time they weren't as good as Minnesota and Oklahoma City and Denver. Mm-hmm. They were in between. They're kind of, you know, maybe where the Pelicans are, maybe where the Clippers are, or maybe where Dallas is, whatever. But they're in between. The losses to, and this is what everyone will focus on, the losses to the Charlotte and the, you know, the ones we go over time and time again, mm-hmm. You don't have to be a championship contender to beat them.
Right.
And I think that's what you get people, that's what everyone will be hung up on mm-hmm. Should this season wind up being unsuccessful mm-hmm. And they don't get to the playoffs.
Timmy T in the chat. Says something that's interesting. Says, longtime Kings fan, if the Kings don't make the playoffs this year, it is not a failure. Here is why. The Kings are better this season than last season, consistency and defense. I disagree. But I only
too.
Bring that up because you keep hearing Mike Brown kind of talk like that. And he's talking about, like, the things that they're going through. Like, he wants to get to the playoffs. For sure, this guy's a competitor. That's what they're trying to do. But when you hear him talk, it almost seems like he's saying, regardless of what happens, what they're experiencing will make them better in moving forward.
Do you think last season's team was a Mike Brown type team?
No.
And I'm thinking, like, the way he's talking, like, maybe he sees, like, the path or whatever. Like, now they're kind of taking the shape, like, of like what he wants them to be and stuff like that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's not necessarily great. Like, the season, they're not as good as they were last season. They did take a step back that way or whatever, but more so maybe they've taken a step to what Mike Brown wants them to be. I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff
out there. That's what I'm just listening to him, and he said it last night. He was just like, man, what they're going through right now is invaluable. Like, they're, you know, going through these things. They haven't been here dealing with this type of adversity, all this other stuff. It's stuff, you know, I'm paraphrasing for him, but it's, you can't buy this stuff. You can't simulate this stuff. You have to actually go through it. And the way he talks, as if like, all right, let's go through it. Let's figure out who we are, figure out what we got, what we need to get. And now we can push forward to that ultimate goal after going through this. I know for a fact that he'd much, much rather go through all this and make the playoffs than go through all this and losing the play-in. Mm-hmm. That nobody's saying that's what he's saying. But he is talking about, like, it sounds as though he's saying you couldn't skip this process, even if you tried. Maybe some teams have or whatever, but for the they may be the exception and not the rule. Like, you had to go through this time to get where they want to get. That's what I'm taking from the things that he's saying. I don't know if it's necessarily true or not, but that's the way he's talking.
Okay. Okay. What's the benefit of going through the process, though? Like, we have to go through the process? Like, why? The losing in the first round of the playoffs, that's a process, too.
Yeah. So
I think if you had beaten the Warriors and lost to the Lakers last year, and then you come back this year and you lose to the Timberwolves in the first round, okay, you've got it, everything else is the same. You know, everything is the same. You've run it back. You've done all of this. All right, I get it. You're going through a process. I understand. Well, what's the process here?
The process here,
or what's gained out of the process here? I guess I should say.
I would say, if it happened that they didn't make the playoffs, the process here is like you've got to. It's not just going to happen for you. Maybe that's one thing that he was trying to get across. Is that, you know, they always talked about as if they were going to be in the playoffs, right? And that's confidence. I don't have no problem with them saying that. But maybe one of the things he was trying to get across to you is like, it is not your birthright to get to the playoffs.
Mm.
You can't mess around against Detroit and Washington, all this stuff, and think you're going to be in the playoffs. You've got to bring a level of focus all throughout the season. Because if you don't and you slip up, look where we're at now. We're in 9-10, and we might not make it.
Mm.
And going through that and maybe not making it or making it by the skin of your teeth may prepare them for training camp next year. You see what happened last year. We either didn't make it or we just barely made it. You want that type of experience again? Bring that type of focus day to day. If you want more, if you know that you want more, understand it's not your birthright to get into the playoffs. You got to work. And maybe that's the lesson that's learned.
I see. I don't hate it. Don't really want to experience it.
I definitely don't want to experience it.
But I don't hate it.
I'd like to experience it with them getting into the playoffs.
Yeah. Worry about, you know, the focus you showed at some points during the season after the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You use that pep talk next year because it's still applicable. Yeah. It still works.
This segment was highlighted by another win by me. That's what the segment
that had nothing to do with what we were talking about at all. Look, you already caused Jesse to leave. Jesse left.
Highlighted by Jesse. Another victory by me. I mean, to hell with 500. That's already going to happen. What's the record? What's the single season win record? That's what I'm looking at this point.
Well, this will be the longest season we've ever had.
What is my record? What am I, just 12-11 at this point then?
You're 12-11, yeah.
Oof.
Because to the best of my knowledge, you haven't played any unsanctioned games.
No, I've only played clean games.
Looks like he's headed to the play-in against Ham.
I had my same 9-game winning streak the way you've had yours, pal. It's a game of runs in the PWL.
8 straight victories for Kenny Caraway.
Hey, and Spencer brings up a good point. He says, OMG, KC on his LeBron right now. That does remind me, this probably was the toughest stretch of pocket watching that this league has ever seen.
What do you mean?
I was able to get. I mean, it was
I'm out here pulling double duty on the insiders or taking care of a puppy. You've had your work cut out for you, pal.
Nah, this one is probably the toughest stretch that anybody has ever seen in the PWL. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite line from The Godfather?
Oh, man. Dog, I mean, there's just so many. I mean, yeah, it's just so many. I can't even remember. I watch it every day, though.
Yeah, you do watch it every day.
Yeah, every day.
Weezy is right. I'm not talking postgame. I will be sending Charlie to speak for me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Charlie's got to go to the podium after pocket watching.
It would be Joe. It would be Joe.
Joe got
to
go.
I'm going to send poor Danielle to the podium to talk for pocket watchers.
Danielle don't even talk in real life. She ain't gonna talk in He ain't going to talk in the parking lot.
Danielle, like, I just got here. I don't know.
Danielle been here for months. I'm not sure I've ever heard Danielle say a single word. Every time I say good morning, Danielle, she smiles at me. She might say hi. Maybe she says hi.
Then she's just quiet by nature.
She's very, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Or she's,
I'm
like,
the same way.
Especially with all these loud mouths. Well, that's probably it too. She's sitting over there trying to do her job. Like, I'm not putting this on my resume. I'm going to collect that paycheck and keep it moving.
It's deserted in this office.
It's deserted in this office always.
That's facts.
No one ever comes to work. I don't know when that happened.
Well, I could bring the dog next week.
Bring the dog next week.
Oh, that's what we do now? On All Radio, we bring dogs to work.
Oh, is that a thing? Oh,
hey, I'm not going to put him on the show, bro. He's going to be in the corner with his little blanket and his pee pad.
Did someone do that?
I'm not bringing him now. Casey ruined it. I'm not bringing him.
We'll come back. I don't know what's going on in here. These dudes watch that other radio station more than anyone else. You're responsible.
Never mind.
You're responsible for like half of their views. We'll come back. Will Z joins us in about 30 minutes. James Hamm around the top of the 3 o'clock hour. We'll talk more here as D'Lo and Casey continue on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Kenny's feeling good today.
Oh, as I should be. You know, I mean, I'm out here. I'm winning. You know, I'm hot right now. I'm locked in on pocket watches. You know, this is going on 2 weeks of dominance.
Really is.
And I don't see anything changing anytime soon.
Well, it's going to be a long stretch here for us. Warriors host the Pelicans tonight. Second night of a back-to-back for the Pelicans. Of course, the Kings have their own second night of a back-to-back tonight against the Phoenix Suns. The Lakers, they close out their season on Sunday against the New Orleans Pelicans. The Suns, they close out their season, I believe it's against Minnesota on Sunday. So a couple of tough games ahead. What happens at Chase Center could tell the story. I think the Warriors and Jazz,
Sounds about right. They got a...
It was Jazz or Grizzlies. Yeah. I mean, and the Kings got the Blazers. So, right. Can't really...
I was thinking about that last night when the Warriors, were playing the Blazers and came back. I was like, oh, man. Why don't we ever get a chance to play the Blazers? we got them on Sunday.
Yeah, we got them on Sunday. That's right.
So how are you feeling about tonight, man?
I don't feel good about it at all. Yeah, I don't feel good about it at all. I think it's as simple as I don't know. It's what we just talked about, like how much has to go right. How much they have to do, how much everything has to line up for them to win. And it has, and that's why I feel so good about a potential one game playing in some of those different situations, because it lined up against Clippers. Mm-hmm. They, got a 20 plus performance from Domas. Wasn't the best night from De'Aaron. But you got 19 from Keegan. You got double digits from Davion, double digits from Trey Lyles. That's a good Clippers team.
Yeah.
We could talk about how they're playing at the time or whatever. That's a good Clippers team.
Yeah.
Things lined up against them. I don't put as much stock in the Nets because, we know what time it is. Or the Jazz because same reasons. We know what time it is. But the Clippers win is a quality win.
Absolutely.
And they've struggled over the last five. They've won one of the last five games. So... All right, do they snap out of it tonight? I don't think. Just looking, I'm not gonna spend too much time doing this. I think I could do it in a quick glance. They don't have a ton of three-game losing streaks this year. There's one they lost 4, 76ers, Bucks, Suns, Pacers. Everyone remembers that one very well. That was back in January. That might be they lost to the Rockets and the Warriors. They lost to the Rockets two times in a row and the Warriors. That was three in a row. So they've lost three in a row two times all year.
And they've
And they're facing one right now. They're facing one right now. So they lost to the Knicks, lost to the Celtics, beat the Nets. Lost to the Thunder, lost to the Pelicans. What are they going to do tonight?
Man.
I don't know. I don't feel great about it.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I don't feel great about it. But I don't, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to be over. I'm also not going to be, like, overly negative. I'm just going to tell you, like, the Kings are going to get this one. I can't do that today. I did that yesterday.
Yeah.
I can't do that again. But, like, yeah, the Kings absolutely can win tonight. But they, I don't have anything to offer anyone to reassure them. The Kings could win tonight because I don't have anything other than they've only lost three in a row a couple of times all year. It doesn't mean they can't lose three in a row now. It just means they've fought this off pretty well. De'Aaron said last night, their head's not down. Like, it sucks. They're not playing well, but he's like, hey, we know what's ahead of us. You know, we're going to the postseason, mm-hmm. but we've got to, you know, our head's not down. We know what we're doing here or we got to do here. So that's probably a positive too.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is they still have everything that they're trying to do right in front of them.
Yeah.
And that's what I would preach to them is if I was a player in that locker room, if I was Mike Brown or any of these other coaches, like, your goal, one of your goals was to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's still right there and it's attainable. You know, it's you know, I know we want a certain level of urgency and everything else like that, but you could say it's still right there in front of you, regardless of what happens today. If you don't want to put too much on this game,
mm-hmm.
it's still right there in front of you. You work to get to this position where you have your destiny in your control.
Yeah, that's a shoot. Yeah, they're in control. Like, they control. If they went out, mm-hmm. they're there. Mm-hmm. They're in control of this more than anyone else. Like, the Lakers, to move up, to move out of where they need some losses. Warriors, same thing.
Yep.
I think I read the highest the Warriors can go is 8. So it's really, man, they control a lot.
Yeah, and it's right there, and that's what I just would try to, you know, continue to stress, you know, to, like I said, my teammates or the players, if I was a coach or something like that. Yesterday sucked. Losing Malik sucked. Losing Kevin Huerter sucks. I know we're asking a lot of you guys, but you guys are capable, and it's still all right there in front of you. It's all right there in front of you. Just go out there, and then let's try to execute at a high level. You know what I mean? I know I say we're asking everybody to have this really good game or whatever. Let's simplify it a little bit and just say, hey, execute your job at the highest level you possibly can. That's for every little thing. And that's takes a lot of, like, focus, long-term focus to, like, make the right cut, communicate every single time, make the right pass, take the shot when you're supposed to, run the play a certain way, run it efficient. You're down 6, still, like, not losing focus of, hey, let's run our offense the right way to get a good shot and not jacking up something. It takes a lot. Every single possession is going to matter for this team with where they're at. And, you know, it's not easy, but you still got the opportunity. Still right there for you.
And that's the important word, right?
Yep.
Opportunity.
Yep.
It's still there for Sacramento. It's still there. It's not the opportunity for 6, which sucks. But the opportunity for a one-off, I'll take that. I'll take that. Another big story. Karl Anthony Towns returns tonight for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yes.
It's Minnesota and Atlanta.
Yeah.
I got to imagine, admittedly, I had an Athletic article pulled up earlier that could have helped with this, but I'd imagine if Minnesota beats Atlanta tonight, they're full force against Phoenix. Because they're still seeding. Yeah, they're still seeding on the line. So there's a lot at play. Mm-hmm. There's a lot at play, obviously, for the Kings. There's a lot at play for the top of the Western Conference, and there's a lot at play for the bottom of the Western Conference playoff picture.
There's all this, even in the middle, right? Like, you're still trying to, you know, get your figure out who's home court and all this other stuff, and with that 4-5 matchup. So I don't think any of those teams play somebody that the Kings are directly related to, but everybody in that Western Conference has something to play for. Nobody is set. Nobody's going to be like the Kings the last three games of the season last year, right?
Right. Like, yeah, yeah. Where, like, well, except the Celtics.
Well, I'm talking about in the Western
Conference. Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Celtics for sure.
Celtics have been in kick it mode for a minute now. They've been in kick it mode for a minute.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.